Good morning, everyone. Some very strange news out of Albany this week, which is that Bridget Bergen, the old lever machines might be coming back, and the runoff election might be extended a week. What gives with that?
You know, it's going to be a big issue for the Democrats, who are most likely going to have a runoff. We're going to move the date from September 24th until October 1st for this runoff.
We're looking at a scenario where we could have a Democratic nominee just a little over a month before the general election. Is that making Democrats nervous?
Well, you know, I think for the Democrats, what that means is they get an extra week of being in the headlines. While the Republican primary might be decided, the Democrats will still potentially be trying to determine who their candidate is, but I think fewer people will be paying attention to whoever was in that Republican race.
Anna, you were out this week with Anthony Weiner, and now he's sort of settling in and being a candidate. One of the things that's striking me is that people are coming up to me, and sort of there's this initial wave of emotion, like, oh, we're willing to forgive him. Everybody deserves a second chance. But now that he's in the race, they're like, wait, the mayor tweeted his crotch? The would-be mayor? Could he really do it? And is that coming up out on the trail?
That's exactly what one of the questions was that I heard at a political meeting in Williamsburg. This was at the New Kings Democrats political meeting. Anthony Weiner shows up to make his case for this endorsement of this political club. Questions open up, and he gets this question from Chris Owens, who's a Democratic leader in Brooklyn who's supporting John Liu for mayor. His question, he said three words, how dare you, and continued with this.
I am outraged and disgusted by you, both by what you did and by the fact that you have the arrogance to run for mayor now.
So then what you have, Anthony Weiner has to answer this question. And what we've heard over and over and over again is contrite Anthony Weiner saying, this is what I learned. This is how I've healed my personal life. He's taking a slightly different tack now that he's been in the race for about 2 weeks. Listen to how he responded.
Well, I appreciate the question, Chris. And I know that some people may feel that way. You have a right to feel that way. I think it might be influenced in part by your view might be influenced, in fact, by the part that I endured and supported Yvette Clark over you when you ran for Congress.
No, that's
but
right.
I can tell you,
no,
but I can tell you this.
So he accuses Chris Owens of grandstanding with that question and then goes on to say, when another questioner says that he's supporting Bill de Blasio, he says, well, your candidate's not going to win. I'm going to win this election. I'm going to be mayor. I'm going to run the city well. And so
that sounds like the Anthony Weiner that I know.
Anthony Weiner that we knew before the scandal is reemerging.
Supremely confident.
Exactly.
You might say. Now, speaking of confident guys, Nancy Solomon, New Jersey. So not only are we going to have a September primary in New York and a likely now October runoff, we are going to have an August primary in New Jersey and an October general election, special election, and then the regular general election. So now we're looking at five elections between August and November, just what we wanted.
Exactly. Yeah, and I'm starting to call this the off-year, off-month, off-day election, because that's what it's going to be on October 16th, a Wednesday. New Jersey is going to vote to replace Senator Frank Lautenberg, who died on Monday.
Walk me through Christie's decision-making on this, because he could have, I mean, one option was for him to just appoint somebody to hold that office until 2014. He decided to go this option of the special election and to have it not coincide with the general election.
Well, I think putting someone in to be the incumbent and have more than a year before the end of the term, the end of Lautenberg's term in November 2014, I think he faced some problems with that, most notably that the Democrats would probably have sued him for it. The question was, why not do that election for no cost in November of 2013, this November? He chose to hold the election 3 weeks before, which really is the first time we've seen a vulnerable Chris Christie, where he has basically telegraphed, I don't want to be on the same ballot with Cory Booker. I want an election that is separate, because why else do you, for 3 weeks, you spend $12 million? So this was a safe move. This was another way where he's showing not only that he wants to run in 2016, but that how cautious and careful and vulnerable he is.
Thanks very much, Bridget, Nancy, Anna.
Thanks.
Thank
you.